One of the most delicate questions a wedding minister may face is this: can we be married before God without being legally married by the state? This question may arise for many reasons. A couple may be older. They may be beyond childbearing years. They may have adult children, grandchildren, estate plans, pensions, social security concerns, medical benefits, or property arrangements. They may want covenant companionship before God, but fear that civil marriage will create hardship or conflict. This is not a simple issue. It requires biblical, historical, pastoral, civil, family, and conscience discernment. In Scripture, marriage begins as God's design before there is any modern state license system. Genesis 2:24 Webb says, "Therefore, a man will leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh." Marriage is rooted in creation, not merely in government paperwork. Jesus affirms this creation design in Matthew 19:6, Webb, "What therefore God has joined together, don't let man tear apart." Christian marriage is covenantal before God. At the same time, Christians are also called to honor civil order. Romans 13:1 Webb says, "Let every soul be in subjection to the higher authorities, for there is no authority except from God." Civil marriage laws vary by location, and the wedding minister must verify requirements where the wedding occurs. This course offers ministry training, not legal advice. Historically, Christians have not always related to civil marriage systems in the same way. In the early church, marriage was often recognized through family, community, consent, and public Christian blessing. Over time, church and civil authorities became more involved in regulating marriage. In the Reformation era and beyond, marriage increasingly carried both church and civil dimensions. Today, in many places, ministers function in both ways. They lead a Christian covenant ceremony and also complete civil documentation. So, what should the wedding minister do when a couple requests covenant marriage without state marriage? First, slow down. Do not rush. Do not dismiss the question and do not casually approve it. Second, clarify the couple's motives. Are they trying to honor God and protect family responsibilities? Or are they trying to avoid accountability, hide the relationship, bypass legal obligations, or create confusion? Third, consider transparency. A secret covenant-only arrangement can easily become spiritually and relationally dangerous. If such a situation is even considered, it should be approached with openness, wise counsel, church or ministry oversight, and clear documentation of what is and is not being claimed. Fourth, encourage legal counsel. Estate plans, benefits, property, medical decisions, inheritance, taxes, and family obligations are not small matters. The wedding minister should not give legal advice. Fifth, come to conviction. A Christian wedding minister must decide whether he or she can officiate such a covenant ceremony with integrity before God, conscience, scripture, church authority, and civil responsibility. Christian Leaders Alliance recognizes that transparent openness to covenant not state marriage may be considered in narrow situations, especially for those beyond childbearing years with complex family and estate concerns. But this must never become a careless loophole. It requires serious discernment. A wedding officiant asks, "Can I do this ceremony?" A wedding minister asks, "Is this truthful, loving, biblical, transparent, and wise?" Do not say yes before discerning the covenant, the couple, the family, the civil context, your role, and your boundaries. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant,